So I've kind of poached you because I've spotted a very interesting story about your ancestry. So if you'd like to tell me a little bit about your connection to World War One.
Well, yes, my the family originated really in Cumbria, but were brought up in Lancaster, where the father of the family, he was the station master at Lancaster Castle. Of his three sons, the two eldest ones were old enough to serve in the First World War, and my father was the second of the two who did that service. He was born in 1896 and went in when he was 18. And he was with the King's Own. And thanks to Peter Donnelly at the museum, we found out that he was with C Company in the King's Own, and he was very badly wounded. What happened was his life was saved by his wallet, and deflected the shrapnel, which instead of going through his heart, went through his lungs, out his back. We saw that all his life he was affected, but he survived. As the little saying goes, it's served as S-E-R-V, and vibe for lived, because he did survive, and he brought up a family of three children, and he was so badly injured that I don't think he was employed until quite late in life, because he didn't get married till he was 38, and he got work because of his father's connection with the railways, and he ended up at T-Bay, of all places, and he was very good at first aid, because of his time in the First World War. And he was a really good first aider. And he got a job from the railways, who said they couldn't release him. And his title was low storekeeper. And they wouldn't release him until his wife, my mother, contacted her MP, and he was released. And he got this job with the brand new Shell refinery as in charge of first aid. But unfortunately, they delayed his release so long that the job came and went. So he went anyway, and he worked as a security officer all through the Second World War.
So he wasn't just involved in the one conflict.
Incredible. And I think they armed him with a truncheon, and after fighting for 4 years through the trenches, it must have seemed a little bit strange for him. But anyway, he survived right through to retirement at 65, brought up his family very happily, but he lived on with us eventually, living in Arnside, until he was 82. But early on, the war had such an effect, I can remember him stammering very badly. And we always pulled his leg and said that's why it took him to 38 before he could get somebody to marry him, because he had a bad stammer. And the story about the wallet, which makes it a bit different, is quite fascinating, because the things he had in his wallet were his sister's photographs, his mother's best wishes, and his army colleagues. And they were there, and they deflected this shrapnel. And we can remember... it's something that era didn't talk about, but I can remember on occasions when we went swimming, you could see all the where the shrapnel would come out of his back.
Was there any notable battles he was involved in?
We know the battalion he was in and the company, but I haven't pursued it far enough to know exactly what battles he was in, other than the battalion he was in went to France in early 1915. And so, again, I want the details from the regimental museum, and I'm sure I'll get them in due course.
I noticed as well that he followed his brother into the army. They signed up straight away on the outbreak of war.
They must have done. They must have done, because he was only just 18 when he went in, I understand. And his brother went into the Royal Artillery, and he was very badly gassed. But again, they survived. They were tough guys.
And for you, as you know, a relative of someone who fought in the war, how important is it to remember these stories?
Well, it is. And the thing is, trying to tell the younger generation is very, very difficult. They can't imagine what it was like. But this kind of thing does help. And I think it's right that they should know. But they can't imagine. We can't really imagine it properly.